This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not going to say there weren't glimpses because we saw them last season, but if you said 2 seasons ago that the New York Knicks were going to be a fun basketball team, that would have been a tough sell. Welcome to a Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a Sports Ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve, Dr. A. Alexander. Tomorrow we'll be covering the Clippers season in review, and today we're covering the Tom Thibodeau, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Isaiah Hartenstein, minus Julius Randle, New York Knicks. I thought this would be an interesting question to lead off. We'll talk about the Knicks in a second here, but they're kind of cookie cutter to me. But like, this would be an interesting question to lead off with. After all these years covering him, how would you rate the fantasy career of Tom Thibodeau, and what has been your approach to the teams he coaches?
Ooh, spicy. I tell you what, I've never been a big Thibodeau guy. He's always so angry, and I can't imagine NBA players like wanting to play for that guy. And then there's all that, all the stuff with what was the kid's name that he ran him into the ground in Chicago?
Derrick Rose.
Well, there's him, but the guy from, why can't I think of who that was? It doesn't matter. But it just
Joakim Noah.
Yeah, Luol Deng is who I was thinking of.
There's a few of them. That's the thing, right? Like,
well, there's plenty to choose from. Yeah. So Thibodeau is known for running guys into the ground, and some people think he's shortening careers. Other people will argue that it's not, and that you should play your players. But whatever. But I'll tell you something funny happened this year. Is Tom Thibodeau and Rick Carlisle, two of the most hard-nosed, disciplinarian, old school, never laughing, never having fun guys, both had really fun basketball teams to watch in the Pacers and the Knicks. And they were also really fun from a fantasy standpoint. And when you're looking at a guy like Josh Hart and you've got Thibodeau running him out there every single night and playing him crazy minutes, if that's on my fantasy team, then I'm happy that he's playing him tons of minutes. You know, Jalen Brunson eventually got hurt. People are like, oh, it's Thibodeau played him too many minutes. Well, it wasn't really that kind of injury. It wasn't a wear and tear thing. So I liked the Tom Thibodeau experience this year way more than I have in the past. And I'm not really afraid to go into the Knicks well this draft season, whereas in the past, I've kind of stayed away from it.
Yeah, I'm going to quickly pay some bills here, but there's just a lot there with the Tom Thibodeau experience, because I do think that, like, I mean, you go back however many years, and there's been times that I've absolutely loathed the Tom Thibodeau experience, and that's while he's playing these players big minutes. You know, each season, and there's been many of them, has its own flavor, but the fact that he's sitting there on the sideline and, you know, has that little, you know, pelican, or was it it looks like the penguin, you know, the Danny DeVito penguin out there, but it's going well for fantasy GMs and everybody appears to be having fun. I don't know. That just kind of warmed my heart. But anyway, BetOnline is your number one source for all of your sport betting needs this season, from baseball to golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today to get in the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Tom Thibodeau, I don't know how much of this is chicken and egg stuff. Like, the Julius Randle issue to me is like massive for this team. But yeah, Tom Thibodeau running these guys out here. You know, Dante DiVincenzo finished as a top 30 player. We've talked about that a ton this April, May, June. And Josh Hart, a top 80 value. And then Hartenstein, almost top 55, top 60. We'll go top 60 for him in 75 minutes per game. I mean, these are just outstanding fantasy numbers. I guess we'll start at the top, though. Might as well start at the top. Jalen Brunson, a top 16 finish. Drafted pretty much third round, I want to say. The big deal, everybody, you know, kind of faded that big deal. I was pretty pro big deal for Jalen Brunson, so I felt good about that. I always like it when, you know, the market's going to be big on something, and then you either got to lean into it or say that it's going to be too expensive. It's always tough to lean into that because there's so many of those that don't work out. So yay, I guess. Jalen Brunson, 29 points, almost three triples a game. Almost seven assists per game, no defensive numbers, but just stellar free throw shooting, 85% on 6.5 attempts per game. So those are just huge numbers. Jalen Brunson heading into next season is going to be pretty expensive. Where do you think he will go, and do you think you will have any of him on your teams?
I think he's a lock to go in the second round of almost every draft, and I will not be opposed to Jalen Brunson being on my team. So If my guys get taken right before I'm set to pick and Brunson's sitting there, I'll take him. I really like him. I loved him when he was in Dallas. I'm kind of missing being in Dallas. And I will draft him in the second round, but I'm not going to like reach for him and overdo it.
There's a term floating around these NBA playoffs, ethical scorer. And I feel like Jalen Brunson is a pretty ethical scorer, and he's taking 21 shots a game. He's also a guy that hunts fouls. I wonder, do you think there's anything to the idea that if the NBA cracks down on certain type of foul hunting, that it will impact him?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a little man that likes to go in the paint and mess with big dudes, and I don't think those are the guys that are going to get crushed with rules changes or anything like that. I think that's going to mess more with like the clear floppers and the clear jump in front of people and slow down and make somebody run you over. Brunson to me is more just like headstrong and just straight up tries to take it to the rack on people in the paint. So I don't think so. But then again, I haven't really studied his game in New York. So maybe he does hunt fouls and hunt cheap fouls, but I don't have that impression of him going in.
Yeah, I feel like he hunts them ethically. If there is a line there, there probably is a line there. I think he's on the right side of it. And so I'm not so worried about that. I think there was a major trend in the March, April time of the year. I'm curious how that plays out next year. Maybe that's a good topic for some episode over the summer. But the it really did change in March and April. It was almost borderline, like almost to say like play-in level whistle that we saw in March and April. So would that impact certain players or not? But Brunson has some hallmarks of some Tibbs stuff. Do you think that any of the Tibbs stuff has affected him or will affect him? And when I say Tibbs stuff, I mean too many minutes and wear and tear.
I don't think so. I think Brunson like loves it. He wants it. And you know, the two big injuries he's had were the one this year at the end of the season. And then he was in Atlanta playing with Dallas and he went down and hurt his shoulder really bad. And I think it knocked him out for the season a couple years ago. But other than that, man, that dude's out there every night. He's kind of a dog. He's kind of a baller. He wants the minutes. I don't think he's shying away from them. He wants to be the man. And I think he's a good player for Thibodeau to have.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, kind of going to fly down this list a little bit here. Dante DiVincenzo finished nearly inside of the top 30. What an amazing story. I mean, when he got essentially sent packing by Sacramento, you know, in Golden State, there was times where it looked like he couldn't hit the rim. And then lo and behold, he learned from Steph Curry. I'm like, you just see shades of Steph Curry's game in Dante DiVincenzo everywhere. And then he comes, gets across to New York and just explodes. You know, 29 minutes per game is reflective of some very low minute total games early on in the season. And, you know, I don't know where he's going to go in drafts. I don't know if people understood how well he played this last season. I know he got a lot of playoff airtime, you know, got a lot of flowers on air in the playoffs. So people probably understand Dante DiVincenzo, part of the core unit here. You know, he's on the podcast, so to speak. Where do you think he gets drafted next season? If you had to throw a dart, where do you go?
I don't know, because Julius Randle is going to be back. He was out for most of the season for the Knicks. OG Anunoby was in and out all year. Both of those guys are going to impact probably how much Dante plays. But I'll tell you what, man, Dante DiVincenzo ended up being one of the more fun players to own in fantasy this year. And he was picked up off waivers. He was drafted super late. Like, there was no hype coming in. We didn't even really know if he was going to be part of the rotation in New York. And he just turned out to be a phenom and a blast. So there's going to be some hype on him coming into the season. I still think people think it was a fluke and he's going to be available like sixth round.
That's going to be an interesting draft day decision right there. You know, kind of sticking along this trajectory of the friends group, Josh Hart, top 80, 81 games played. So he had to play a lot of games to get there. 33 minutes. He had to play a lot of minutes to get there. 9 points, 8.3 boards. That's just, you know, just kind of pause for applause there. That's a great mark for a man his size. 4.1 assists, a little low in the defensive stats, 0.9 and 0.3 steals and blocks. Percentages aren't anything to write home about, but they're actually not moving the needle much for him. So it's really, he's just kind of plodding along, getting you a ton of rebounds, great assists, and a three per game. Is this something that maybe he got a little bit too much pub as being kind of the toughest player on planet Earth, and people are going to expect more out of Josh Hart than he will be able to provide next season, given the names that you just discussed coming back to get their minutes?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, he was a rebounding monster in the playoffs. I mean, in 4 out of the 7 games against Indy, he hit double digits and had 18 rebounds in like game 3. And then against the Sixers. He had a 14, a 17, a 15, a 13 rebound game. And then if you look at his game log in the regular season, three out of his last four games were double-digit rebounds. And he really was hitting double-digit rebounds for most of March and February as well. So his rebounding really took off halfway through the year to the point where it was ridiculous that a guy his size can get 18 rebounds in a game, yet Zion Williamson can only get three. Like, what in the hell? So Josh Hart made a lot of big guys look kind of foolish this year with all of his rebounding. Plus, he was an assist guy. He gets blocks. He gets steals. He hits threes. He's playing tons of minutes. He never misses games. I'm a huge Josh Hart fan. And he's so under the radar. Like, what do you think? How late can we get him this year?
I just wonder if maybe there's just this reverse effect of like people just remember those great games that you describe and kind of just throw it in a blender and say, oh, I want a chance at that. And maybe the Randall stuff and the, you know, if Anunoby comes back, then that's, I do need to get a determination from the Annunciation staff if I got that right.
I believe like that it's Anunoby.
Anunoby. Okay.
Thanks, but guys. You and the rest of the old Ethos crew all say Anunoby, I think. And I kind of snicker every time I hear it.
Yeah, I'll eventually get that right. I need Andre to put that up on the screen for me so I can practice it as I, you know, go through this next read here real quick.
This will be your homework. This will be your homework for tonight.
Aaron Brewski, you know, on Twitter. Aaron, I don't know. I'm trying to butcher my own name. Dr.
You done messed up, Aaron.
I had somebody at the store call me that the other day, and I was like looking at her, giving her a side eye. I was like, don't you call me that, Aaron.
Well, you've seen the skit, right?
Oh, yeah. No, my kids call me Aaron.
The substitute teacher. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My little 4-year-olds call me AA Ron, and my wife's name is Jackie. So it's calling her Jaquellen, and it's a mess over here, but,
and we're calling it Anunoby. Anunoby.
I need the Annunciation on screen, Andre. Follow Ethos Fantasy NBA, Ethos Fantasy NFL, and Ethos Fantasy BB. These are where you can get the blurb feeds. That's the, you're getting free content that is best in industry stuff. Our blurb writers are so sharp, and they're going to give you an edge. So you're going to get the free content there that you want, but also promo stuff. We're just releasing the NFL draft guide and the all sport fantasy pass, just $8 right now, I believe, going up to 14 here soon. So if you get this price now, you keep your membership active, you get to keep it for life. So keep an eye out on those feeds for all that info. I guess, yeah, let's go right to, and I don't know why I can't even see the phonetic spelling for Anunoby.
Nobi. Yeah, as long as you just
we'll get through this together, folks. I promise you.
Dude, I think we've got it straight though. I mean, I think the only name left that you struggle with is this one. And I think we've got that licked after this.
Anunoby. Anunoby. Yeah, we got this, guys. Anunoby, are you in or out?
I never draft him, but I always regret not drafting him. This year, I was kind of glad I didn't because he was hurt all year. But, man, when he's playing, he's money, generally speaking. He got off to a really rough start last season in Toronto. It looked like he didn't even want to be there. Like, the numbers were just weird. Campbell and I spent a lot of time, like, just dissing on OG Anunoby's production for the first half. But then he got traded to the Knicks, and it was, like, returning to where it should have been. He was super fun, but could just never stay healthy all season. But yeah, I think I am an Anunoby guy next year. It just depends on, you know what, like, he's one of those fly under the radar guys. He doesn't do anything flashy or spectacular or super exciting. And you know, I'm one of those, I like to chase the shiny silver sparkly stuff. So I don't take a lot of OG Anunobis or Josh Harts because I'm going for trying to hit the home run instead of, you know, hitting for average.
I'm out on that. I think I'm just worried about the name. I mean, he's been like a fourth, fifth round name for a real long time. And in this scheme here, like I really do, if he's healthy, I really like what he brings to this New York squad. If he's healthy, watch out. Like that's a great, that's just a great rotation right there. So I'm excited from that perspective. But I mean, we're going to get to Julius Randle here in a second, but like, if he comes back, Randle, which presumably he will, I don't know that he's disappearing anytime soon. I mean, we'll have to see how the rumor mill works this summer. But that to me is like a death knell for somebody like Anunoby. It's a death knell for his value. Like he's not going to get enough value or volume, pardon me, to get the scoring and the threes up. I would hope that the defensive numbers would follow as a result, but he just, the injury risk, I just wonder if his body is starting to tip over the wrong way. The other free agent in New York, Isaiah Hartenstein. This was the season I'd been waiting for. I had him ranked in the 50s, I want to say two seasons ago. And this was, you know, presumably Tom Thibodeau would figure out what he had. And I wasn't really looking at Mitchell Robinson as that, you know, good as to hold back Hartenstein. And then Hartenstein got super injured. You know, that ankle was a total mess. And then Thibodeau, this is one of the things about Thibodeau that I've hated through the years, is like, especially offensively, this guy never figures it out, like ever. Hartenstein comes from LA where they're running dribble handoff, and he's just starting to show that he can be a playmaker. And when, you know, during the depths of that bad season, there was news stories like, hey, I was brought in to be that guy that I was in LA, but then they never gave me the chance. And I just stand over here in the corner and I don't do anything. And then Mitchell Robinson goes down, and then the Knicks are quite literally forced with a lack of offensive options to run dribble handoff through Hartenstein. And it was great. Everybody loved it. And he was good as expected. 8 points, 8 boards, 2.5 assists a game, over a steal and a block per game, 64.4% shooting, and 70.7 from the foul lines. Not bad. Just 1.2 turnovers, despite getting an increased role in the offense. So he's going to get a big paycheck this year, and props to him. I would rather have him on my team, even at whatever he's going to get paid, than probably all but like four or five big men in the NBA.
You're right about Julius Randle, and really it's not just with OG Anunoby or Hartenstein. It's with the whole team. I mean, that guy was missing for so much of the season, and he takes, what, 25 shots a game that other people were absorbing and thriving off of. Well, that's all going away next year because Randle's coming back, and it is going to hurt big men especially, but even guys like Josh Hart are susceptible to not getting not having the ball as much because Julius Randle.
And yeah, let's bring it to Randle right now. He played the 46 games, as you mentioned, and he was getting the fatty 35 minutes per game, 24 points, 47.2% field goal shooting. That's actually pretty good, you know, for a high volume guy. I'm not going to try to paint Julius Randle as a picture of efficiency, though. 3.5 turnovers per game, there's issue number one. And despite the fact that he shoots decent-ish, you know, I just think that the impact on the rest of his team, he doesn't make the game easier for anybody else, it seems. It seems like he makes the game easy for himself at times. Plenty of times he's not making it easy for himself at all. I've been standing at the top of the mountaintop trying to scream about this for 2-3 seasons now. I think I got burnt on Julius Randle 1 year when he was his breakout year, when he was really good, and sort of he overcame these efficiency issues just by pure volume and just, you know, he beat everybody that year. I'm not worried about losing this season, this upcoming season, if he plays for the Knicks. But I guess let's assume he plays. Is this going to be... like, I guess, how does this turn out? I mean, I know that I don't want Julius Randle on my fantasy squads. I know that it's not good for the Knicks, but how do you see it all playing out?
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Well, I assume he's going to be healthy and ready to go this season. He's going to do Julius Randle things. I think he's going to be right back where he was before the injury and have the same role.
Yeah, and how bad does this turn out for, you know, like his teammates? Is this going to be bad enough to where it leaves a mark on these guys? Or is this a non-issue that, you know, the guys that are good are going to be good, and the ones that we talked about, like the Josh Harts and the Dante DiVincenzos, maybe even Isaiah Hartensteins, they just take a couple rounds hit?
Well, that's why I think you got to be careful about reaching for DiVincenzo or Josh Hart. Like, there's a reason they were under the radar last year, and it's because they were not expected to do what they did. If Julius Randle's in the middle of all this clogging it up, I don't know if they're going to be able to do it again. Now, I think that what we saw from DiVincenzo and Hart was enough that they should be valuable, solid players, even if they don't get as many minutes or as many touches. But I still want to be leery about reaching for them before I should, because they're going to be good, solid, consistent fantasy players, and they're going to be valuable to you, but they're not going to be guys where you should be blowing a fifth round pick on, I don't think.
I got one last name, we'll get out of here. I find this just interesting. Mitchell Robinson played 31 games last season. He was the starter. I feel like there was plenty of times he had good kind of showings. Like, I mean, people were pretty not bullish on Mitchell Robinson, but, you know, hey, decent job starting the game there, guy, you know, kind of like ho-hum. But he finished at just top 190 on a per game basis in nine cat formats, where 0.8 turnovers is quite good. 8.5 boards, 1.2 steals, and 1.1 blocks. That's not a lot of value there, but I mean, he's going to get, if he gets, and this will be an interesting thing on how this all plays out, but if he gets named the starter and they kind of roll with it the way that it was before, is this a situation where you just don't even look at Mitchell Robinson this upcoming season?
Yeah. I mean, for me, his ship has sailed. You know, like, there was a time where we all thought he was going to be the next great thing. Him and the Time Lord there in Portland, like, I'm both of those guys. I just can't do it ever again. I've been scorned.
And you shall not scorn the doc is the mark of death. Yeah, I think it'll be super interesting. I wonder who's going to start, and then in this free agency thing. I mean, if I was a team that needed a big man, I'd be backing up the truck for Isaiah Hartenstein. And that would mean that Mitchell Robinson might be getting 25 minutes per game in New York as the only, you know, big man remaining there. But I'm not in charge of any of these teams. I think that's going to do it for us here for the New York Knicks episode. Again, tomorrow, looking at the Los Angeles Clippers. So watch out for that. If you enjoy the show and support what we're doing here, please consider subscribing on all of your platforms, like, review, 5-star feedback, all that good stuff. That way we can keep improving the show. Follow us online at Dr. A, at Aaron Bruski, DrAaronBruski. And watch out for the NFL draft guide. It's awesome. You guys are going to love that. Watch out for the all sport promos. You're going to basically get the whole site for half the cost, and as long as you keep your membership active, you get to keep that price for life. So definitely take a look at that. Big thank you to Steve and producer Andre Limos for doing a great job behind the scenes. And most importantly, thank you guys for making Sports Ethos everything it is. This has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, a Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.